Jessica, we're starting Alamogordo now off talking about a school board member resigning from Alamogordo Public Schools. What can you share?
Well, I can tell you that as a move to prepare for the November elections, the county and the school district started looking at its district lines. And as they did so, they discovered that the elected District 5 representative for that school board, Carol Tulett, was actually living outside of the district's boundaries. Her home is actually in District 4. So that disqualifies her for the position. In response, she went ahead and issued her resignation last week. Now, the school board says that it will take a moment to nominate someone to fill that position, about 45 days or so. And the Otero County Clerk is actually looking at adding District 5, which wouldn't have been eligible for election until 2021, to this year's ballot. Now, the county clerk in the school district did issue an apology for the error and said that it's going to do everything necessary to get that position filled and the school board back in business.
Okay, now moving on, an important NASA engine is being tested at White Sands. What can you tell us about that?
We have a new goal set to get back to the moon. Now, New Mexico has always played a huge role in science, in space science, and now we're playing another. On the 5th, NASA did a 20-minute ground test with a 12-minute burn time on the Orion engine. Now, this would simulate how it would behave while carrying the next moon mission up into space. So we're very proud that we continue to be a state that contributes to national efforts in growing science and understanding of space.
Okay, there's also news of an area medical center expanding. What can you share on that?
So the Gerald Champion Regional Medical Center has been open in the community since 1949, and this year they're celebrating their 70th anniversary. Congratulations to them. Now, part of that celebration is a $65 million expansion project. This is meant to accommodate new programs and services for the community. Now, they started off as a 26-bed hospital, and it's one of the largest non-governmental employers in Alamogordo today. Over 1,000 people work there. Now, we look forward to seeing the work they're doing, the construction, which isn't expected to be done anytime soon, but the upgrades are sure to impact health and safety in the community.
Okay, we just have a little bit of time left. It's Tuesday. Let's talk about tacos and, an interesting way, a new staff member there at the paper discovered the community.
So Christina Carrion was hired on at the Alamogordo Daily News, and she loves this community. She's trying to learn everything she can about it, and she had several people tell her that she couldn't be in New Mexico without trying the tacos. So she took a taco journey throughout Otero County in search of the tastiest offerings that were out there, and she happened to write about it. So I encourage you to visit the Alamogordo News.com and read her taco diaries, but also send her a note. Let her know what your favorite is, and don't be shy about suggesting other things to do and see in the community. One of the things that we really love about Otero is that they're very friendly and that there's tons of hidden potential that a new person to the community just wouldn't find on their own without a little help from everyone else out there.
Okay, thanks, Jessica. We'll talk with you next week.
Look forward to it.